I think first things first is what I call a spiritual inventory of the mind. And using the word spiritual inventory, that means what? That you're approaching the mind with tenderness, with sweetness, with mm-hmm. kindness. I could just say, take inventory of your mind, and we'll just have this kind of rigid, you know, let me take inventory of your mind. But saying spiritual inventory, it immediately requires you to enter a place of softness, a place of tenderness, a place of sweetness. And what you do in that space, you're going to take inventory of your mind. Is your mind mostly orienting towards catastrophizing the future? Are you constantly in this worst case scenario mindset? Or are you constantly ruminating and overthinking the past? That was my predicament. That was my curriculum. It's constantly overplaying the past, constantly ruminating the past. And we know that when we're ruminating the past a lot, we're more prone for depression and catastrophizers and future trippers. It's more oriented towards anxiety. Mm-hmm. And in that space in between, it's addiction, you know? So mm-hmm. it's really a challenging thing to do, but also so necessary. So taking inventory of the mind is seeing, like, where is your mind orienting towards mostly, you know, mm-hmm. throughout the day? Are you constantly orienting towards the future or towards the past, or are you really orienting towards this, like, self-loathing, constantly anger at yourself, never being able to touch base with your benevolence, never being able to give yourself a compliment, never being able to tell yourself the things that you tell your best friend or that you tell your lover. Mm-hmm. So taking and being really honest about it and actually writing it down, you know, redesigning the mind takes you to first accept what your mind is like now. What is the garden of your mind like now? You know, so you're entering the garden of your mind, you know, with the spiritual gloves, with the spiritual gardening gloves, but being honest about, like, oh, wow, I've done a tremendous job at cultivating all the seeds of depression, of addiction, of anxiety, of harm, of self-harm, of gossiping, of complaining, in a variety of envy, of jealousy, of, you know, hatred, all the seeds. And I've done an enormous job at cultivating all these seeds intentionally or unintentionally, right? Recognizing that we do that. And then being honest about it, you know, accepting that, and then having a practice of forgiveness. Wow, I forgive myself for all the ways I've harmed myself, for all the ways I've muted myself, all the ways that I've silenced myself and caused myself deep, profound harm. And because of that harm, then I cause harm to other people. And then asking for forgiveness of other people. And then forgiving the people who we've together co-created such challenging trauma that our minds have been habituated to more pain. Does that make sense?
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit, presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It, a new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.